If you're rocking to get up and it's not a rocking chair, it's time for the Joint Relief Institute. Fast relief, covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
And now we take you live to Italy. Alex Maragos from NBC5 reporting from Milan. Alex, good morning or good afternoon in your case there. And by the way, we don't play that special music for just anybody.
Thanks, Bob. I appreciate that.
So is the big story today going to be hockey?
It is. The big story is women's hockey today. The U.S. and women, the U.S. and Canada have faced off in the women's final over the last four Olympics. We're at the semifinal stage today with both of those teams playing, the U.S. playing Sweden, Canada playing the Swiss, and Team USA has just dominated this tournament so far. We're hoping for more of the same. The goal differential, man, we wish the Blackhawks had this, 26-1 over the last five games. That's something that we rarely see. And there's four local players on this team, so it's keeping me busy in the best way possible.
And a couple of local speed skaters could win gold. Is that today?
That will be coming up tomorrow. It's an interesting event. You think is speed skating typically as a solo event, but they have a team event. It's called the Team Pursuit. There's three speed skaters from each country on the ice at the same time, and all three go around about a little over 2 miles on that oval. And we have a speed skater from Glen Ellyn. His name is Ethan Semperin. And we have a speed skater from Oak Park. His name is Emery Lehman. And they won bronze 4 years ago in Beijing, so they did very well. But they are the gold medal favorites. They've got the world record. They're the reigning world champion. So it's a sport many people may not be familiar with. But tomorrow afternoon here in Milan time, we could see Team USA bring home gold.
I know there's something else a lot of people aren't familiar with. It'll be happening on Thursday. Can you explain what ski mountaineering is?
I will do my best because we haven't seen this at the Olympics before, but it's similar to cross-country skiing, but they go up the mountain. You heard that right. There are some stairs involved. There are special skins that go on the bottom of the ski to help with grip. It wouldn't help me, but it helped them apparently. Yeah. And they go up. It's a race, and then they come back down. They really do this a lot in the Alps. There's some Canadians. We actually have a guy who was born in Rockford. Of course, he spends a lot of his time now in the Rockies, but a guy originally from Rockford is going to compete for Team USA. It's a one-day-only event. You mentioned it on Thursday. So we've never seen this before at the Olympic level, but it's pretty cool that people have the ability to go up the mountain and then back down, and it's a timed event.
Wow. Hey, Alex, it's Andy Mazur in sports here. I'm just curious your thoughts about where the Americans stand in the medal count. And there's got to be a little disappointment, especially in a couple of events that the Americans thought for sure they were going to take gold in.
You're exactly right. We definitely thought men's singles we had a much better chance with Ilya Malinin, Chloe Kim, who did get a medal, but it was not a gold in the women's halfpipe snowboard. We've had some other disappointments. Erin Jackson last night in the 500 meters. She had been a gold medalist previously. So, you know, that's the Olympics, guys. We just don't know how it's going to go. There have been surprises on the upside. You know, Team USA hanging in that third, fourth area right now. You know, another big surprise is Italy. The host country has really gone above and beyond what they've done previously. They've been in the lead in the medal count. But maybe my favorite statistic about covering the Winter Olympics specifically, and you guys may know this, that Norway is just the dominant team every single year. They get the most golds. They get the most medals. They have the population of Wisconsin. And they get the most gold and medals. It's just unbelievable what they're able to accomplish, especially in the mountain sports.
I'm still thinking about skiing uphill. Maybe they're good at that, too.
Right?
I don't know. Alex, what's been your favorite moment so far?
Oh, gosh. There's been a bunch. I think Danny O'Shea, so far, he's a figure skater. He grew up in Gurnee, skated at Twin Rinks in Buffalo Grove, went to St. Viator in Arlington Heights. This guy's 35 years old, which is not old, but it's old for figure skating. He's the oldest first-time pairs figure skater since 1928. So you think about what he was able to accomplish just to get here. And he helped Team USA win the team gold in figure skating with his skating partner, Ellie Cam. They competed in that pairs event, which, to be honest, historically, Team USA does not do very well in. He's actually back on the ice tonight. I got to meet his parents, and so he's going to skate in the free skate. We'll see how he does. But the fact that this guy has been through so much, he had some injuries and some failures previously in his career, to win team gold skating his season best to help the team win gold was really great to see. So that's been my favorite moment so far. But we got a big competition week ahead of us.
Well, let's get to the important question now, Alex. Do you get to head out to some great pizza and pasta places there in Milan?
We've had a couple of good meals. I won't lie to you guys. Most of it happened before the competition got started. I landed in Italy on January 31st. And so before the competition got started, we had a little bit more time to get out and explore. I've had some amazing pastas, kind of a pesto lasagna dish for the first time. That's the best way I can describe it. So definitely some ossobuco, which is a local specialty here in Milan. But I'll be honest, you know, since the competition got started, we're running around the city. It's a lot of potato chips in the basement of these stadiums, but that's okay. I'm still having a blast.
Yeah, no one feels sorry for you. What will we see on NBC5 later on this evening, Alex?
So we got a bunch of stuff. That figure skating event I mentioned, Danny O'Shea and Ellie Cam in the free skate, that's coming up at about, I believe, 1 p.m. Chicago time live. And of course, a lot of this will be recapped in primetime. And then later on today as well, we have a ski jumper from Wakanda, Illinois, Kevin Bickner. You know, we don't have mountains in Chicago, of course, but the Norgi Ski Hill in Fox River Grove was good enough for him. And he's going to have his final Olympic ski jump today. He's been to three Olympics. He's done a heck of a job for Team USA ski jumping. He actually retired 4 years ago and then came back to the sport, kind of was reinvigorated by a new training regimen. So he's going to be coming up around the same time, 1 o'clock live, back in Chicago. And of course, we'll be recapping this in prime time for anybody who can't watch and is working today.
So at the last minute, after NBC hired Lou Kanellis, did Lou try to Bigfoot you and convince the station he should go to the Olympics instead of you, Alex?
You know, Lou knew that this had been in the plans for many months. He's been great cheering me on, and he sent me a nice note saying I've been doing a pretty good job. I was ready to box out if need be, guys, but Lou is great, and he's been great having him on the team. We only worked together for like 4 days before I got on the plane, but we're excited to have him on our team and look forward to working with him in the coming months.
All right, nice to know that it's the spirit of brotherhood in the NBC5 Sports Department. Alex Maragos there in Milan. Appreciate your report. Thank you very much, Alex. Have fun.
Happy to be here. Have a great day. Thank you, guys.